cook?
Well, I don't make them, but my daughter loves them. You can get them frozen and just put them in there. I don't make them.
Courtesy of Morgan's or whoever.
Right, whoever. But hush puppies, I do. We're not much bread eaters. I'm always on a diet, and my daughter has to diet. My husband needs to diet. The only one is the tall, lanky one there that doesn't eat. No problem. But the rest of us do, and I just don't. No breads, no desserts. It's just the standard rule around here. But I can remember the things my grandmother used to put on the table.
Yeah. Well, what about these flat, fairly thin things that you can make with cornmeal, about the size of your hand, I guess? And just pour them out, mix up the batter and pour them out, cook them in a skillet that way. Are you familiar with the term hoe cake?
Oh, I've heard of them, like in folk songs or something, but I've never have eaten one. No, I haven't eaten one.
Well, when you think of cornbread, do you think of this thing about so thick, maybe the same size as the skillet or big round thing?
Right.
What would, if, say, a pone of cornbread, what does that mean to you, anything?
I've heard the term, but I don't know what it really refers to, pone. I've heard of corn pones, too, but I don't really know what they mean.
Okay. What about corn dodger? You know what that is?
I've heard corn dodger used like a hush puppy.
Synonymous with that?
I assumed it was. Because I've heard people talking about, oh, if you're going to a fish fry or something, you know, says, well, we're going to have hush puppies or we're going to have corn dodgers. Mm-hmm. So I assumed they were the same thing. It may not have been, but I assumed they were the same thing. But I've definitely heard, and the people that I've heard use corn dodgers come from southeastern Arkansas. They don't come from around Clark County. Clark County uses hush puppies.
You have a cheerleader clinic?
Look, yes, it looks like we are.
Well, I'll be the first. Sure.
Right. We have majorette camps, band camps, cheerleader camps, constantly over there.
Yeah,
much to the joy of my teenage son.
Yeah, camps out with binoculars, no doubt. Mm-hmm. Well, what about these things, though? A lot of people like to eat them for breakfast. You mix up the batter with the flour and special mix and all this.
Pancakes.
Yeah. You ever heard those coffee things?
Hotcakes.
Hotcakes.
They're pancakes from this area, but after having been around the rest of the country, I've learned to say hotcakes as well as pancakes. But they're pancakes to me.
Ever heard them called flapjacks?
Oh, yes, I've heard them called flapjacks. But pancakes is the, I guess, would be the indigenous term.
Mm-hmm. What about these things? You can make them at home. You mix the batter and you fry them in deep fat and they have a hole in the middle.
Donuts?
Have you ever heard of anybody taking just a lump of that donut dough and cooking it that way?
Donut holes?
Is that what you call them?
Mm-hmm.
Donut holes.
Why? What else are they called?
When you think of a hole, you know.
Well, I know it, but that, you know, people will go out and buy a donut hole.
Right.
I never will forget when someone said they were going to serve that for a brunch. I'm going to serve donut holes.
So we're not going to have much, are we?
Well,
how much flour do you buy at a time?
I buy very little, about never over 5 pounds. We just don't. We're a Weight Watcher family. We just don't buy it.
Mm-hmm. What if you wanted to make some homemade bread, what could you put in it to make it rise?
Yeast.
Ever heard any other pronunciation for that?
Miss Ida calls it yeast.
Yeah. What about the two parts of an egg? You say you have the
yolk and the white.
And the yolk is what color?
Yellow.
What about some different ways of preparing eggs that you know about?
Oh my, scrambled, fried, omelets.